Drasha for Akev, Tufshin Ayin Aleph. Sedra starts, V'hoya Akev Tishmaun. The Ibn Ezra says, Akev means in the end. Last week, Sedra ended with Hayom Lasosom. Today, you do the mitzvahs. And now, V'hoya Akev, and in the end, Machar, tomorrow, V'kabel Schorim, you get the reward. And Rashi says, it's a condition. If you do what you're supposed to do in this world, then in the end, you'll get what you're supposed to get in the next world. This echoes the idea that this world is only a prose door, a preparation room for the world to come. And in that respect, the entire purpose for this world was only to enable the person the opportunity to create his Olam Haba, so it shouldn't be Nahama Dechsufa. It shouldn't be something given on a silver platter that a person does not enjoy to its fullest and is embarrassed to eat. So God wanted the reward in the world to come to be the ultimate, perfect reward, and therefore we had to not only earn it, but create it. And therefore this world was only created for that purpose. It is only equipped to fulfill that purpose. And the only thing a person is supposed to do in this world are things that will achieve that purpose. And that is basically the essential difference between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov means Akev, Yaakov, holding on to the heel of Esav, Esav representing this world. Yaakov holds on to the heel of this world. And Akev, everything is for the end, for what's going to be in the next world. Esav is Osui, finished. Immediate gratification. He wants this world as a means, as a end in itself, not as a means to reach an end, as Yaakov does. And that's why, according to the simple meaning of the psukim, Yaakov was a shepherd and Esav was a hunter. The difference between a shepherd and a hunter is that a shepherd is willing to put in tremendous amount of effort and investment now for a future benefit in the animal. Whereas a hunter wants to get immediate gratification, go kill the animal and eat it. And that's why Esav described his life as he nei anochi holeich lamus. If this world is an end in itself, then you born, you begin to die, and life is just a fatal, mortal disease that a person eventually dies from. And that resolves the two Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, one that says that 1 second of pleasure in the world to come is greater than the entire sum total of all pleasure in this world. And the other Mishnah says that 1 second of tshuva and maisim tovim, repentance and good deeds in this world, is greater than the whole next world. Depends how you look at the world. If this world is an end in itself, then it's nothing compared to the world to come. But if this world is a means to reach an end, here you create eternity. Every second you can do things that create eternity, then this world is superior to the next world, because in the next world you can't create anything. You have what you have, and that's it. And therefore, all of the pleasures of this world, all of the benefits of this world, are only valuable if they, in fact, help a person to prepare for the world to come. And therefore, it says that all of the physical, material rewards that the Torah promises are v'shomer Hashem lecha es habris v'yasecheset. God will give them to you, but He will protect and guard them to make sure that they are things that will aid you and assist you in reaching your Olam Haba. But if they won't be things like that, and they will thwart your Olam Haba, then better you don't have them. Therefore, the Rambam says that all of the reward that's promised in this world is not reward, but that God will give you circumstances that will be conducive to living in this world in a way that you will be able to create the world to come. And that's why the Torah says, V'chai bohem, you should live with mitzvahs in this world, even though the Targum says that it's going on the next world. You should live with them in the world to come, but there's no contradiction. The purpose of living with them in this world and not giving your life up for most mitzvahs is because that is what's better for a person's Olam Haba, that he should live in this world and be able to do more mitzvahs. On the other hand, when living in this world is counterproductive and it would destroy a person's neshama by doing sins that a person has to give his life for, so then better you should die in this world. Living in this world is always measured according to how it's going to encourage, assist, and promote your world to come. But there's more than just this idea of Ekev, that this is the end purpose. The Targum says, V'hoya Ekev Chalaf. Chalaf means in place of, which represents the fact that we do not earn our share in the world to come. It's not that you do things here, you get credit, and you cash in that credit for a share in the world to come. But we create our world to come. I always give the example, if somebody gives you a chair, very comfortable chair as a present, you sit in it, you appreciate it. If you would have to work and earn the money to buy that chair, you'd appreciate it more. But if you built that chair from scratch, you planted the trees, you raised the sheep for the stuffing, you raised the cotton for the upholstery, and you put it all together, you'd appreciate the chair even more. So in order for the world to come to be really appreciated, it has to be something that we create. And therefore, by doing our mitzvahs in this world, we create eternity. It's not just that if we do them here, we fulfill a condition and we get eternity. We create eternity in this world. And the Rav Moshe Vali, student of the Ramchal, says that by doing mitzvahs in this world, you create a pipeline of influence that comes from Olam Haba and comes into this world too, but you create that pipeline through the mitzvahs that we do and the Torah that we learn in this world. And that is the comparison to the Akev, to the heel. Just like the heel in itself is not intrinsically important, but it promotes all locomotion in this world. It moves a person towards his goals, and it is the base on which the entire body stands. So too, Olam Hazeh intrinsically is not that important, but is the base from which all of the world to come stems, and it is what propels a person and moves him on his goal towards the world to come. And that's what Rashi says, that it hints to mitzvahs kalos, the light mitzvahs, that a person threshes underfoot, that this world, aside from the heel being the foundation of the body and the tool of locomotion, it also has the ability to make disha, to thresh underfoot, and to separate the husk from the fruit, Olam Haba being the fruit, taking from the physical world and revealing the eternity that exists within it, is disha, and it applies to every mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is not just we're getting reward, but the mitzvahs themselves have in them eternity. And therefore, we don't know you can't value the mitzvahs, because they're all eternal, even the most simple and light of them. And therefore, this world, the person has the ability to take physical things, separate the physical, material idea behind them, and uncover the light of eternity that exists within them. That's called mitzvos kalos, sha'odam dosh ba'akevav. And that's how it's possible, says the Sfas Emes, that a person should actually experience his world to come, the pleasure of the world to come in this world, by appreciating the inner spiritual value, eternal value of every mitzvah. And not only mitzvahs, but everything a person does in this world, he can do l'shem shamayim, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, and uncover the eternity in every action, every physical action. And therefore the Svarno says that v'hoya ekev tishma'un means that you'll do it not in order to receive a prize, to receive a reward, because it's not just a reward, but the mitzvahs themselves are the essence of the world to come. And that's why the mitzvos kalos are represented by mishpatim, as mishpatim. Mishpatim, one would think, are just those kinds of laws that promote a functioning society in this world. But the truth is, if they're mishpatim ha'elu, they're God's mishpatim, they have in them the kernel of the eternity also. Unlike the mishpatim, the civil law of the nations of the world, which is merely to create a functioning society. And therefore the Nefesh HaChaim says, the Hoya Ekev, Ekev, the heel, represents the lowest level of the neshama, the Nefesh HaBahami, the physical, material part of the soul of a person, but that forms the base, and that forms the motivation for all the other higher parts of the soul. And that's why it says, "Havizor b'mitzvah kala kivachamur." A person has to be as careful with what seems to be a light mitzvah as the more weighty mitzvahs, because we don't get rewarded for mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs themselves are eternity. So what difference does it make if it's more eternity or less eternity? Eternity is eternity. And therefore there is no mitzvah from the most important or most weighty to the lighter one that Tchias HaMesim is not dependent on it. Kibud Av V'Em is from the more weighty mitzvahs, and the Torah promises eternal life. And Shiluach HaKein is from the lighter mitzvahs, and the Torah promises eternal life from it. And that's what it says, V'shomer Hashem Elokecha es HaBris. Bris is that connection that we have with God that is created through mitzvahs, through doing things for the sake of God, doing things for the sake of Kedusha, that creates that bond with God. And that is HaChesed, that is the fulfillment of God's original kindness of why He created the world and created us to begin with. And that's why the Rabbeinu Bachya says it, the Ekev hints to the Schar Psios. Not only do you get reward for the mitzvah, you get reward for the steps that you take going towards the mitzvah. Because again, the reward is not for the mitzvah itself. It's for how much you attach yourself to God and create eternity. And therefore, going towards the mitzvah is also attaching yourself to God. And for that also, you create that attachment and create that eternity. And therefore, the mitzvos kalosha, adam doshba kevav, represents the idea of dikduke mitzvahs. Every mitzvah has a myriad of conditions. And every small condition is important, because that is the way that you attach yourself to God eternally. And if it's not done properly, if one component is missing, the attachment is not complete. And therefore, Reb Yitzchak Blaser compares it to a person who doesn't have enough money to buy a full ticket to his destination, and just because of a few pennies that he's missing, so his ticket's not going to take him to the final stop. So too, even details of a mitzvah can prevent a person from getting to his final stop. And therefore, the parsha starts in the plural, V'hoya Ekev Tishma'un, you plural, but it ends with V'shomer Hashem Elokecha Lecha, because what a person creates through his mitzvahs is unique to every person. It's not the same reward. The attachment that a person has is a very individual thing, as Chazal say, that every tzaddik has his own chuppah in Olam Haba. He creates his own little world, because every detail makes a difference in the attachment. So it's true we all have the same mitzvahs, plural, but how we create that attachment is a very individualistic thing. And therefore, since the reward is not just a reward, but it is the embodiment of the mitzvah is the embodiment of the world to come and the attachment to God. Therefore, it says v'shomer Hashem, God will guard that. And if for some reason why a person can't benefit from that attachment, then God will see to it that his children benefit from it, or his grandchildren, or some future generation. And that's why V'hoya starts the Sedra, Ein V'hoya El Eloshen Simcha, tremendous happiness, because if a person can create the world to come from that which is in this world and uncover the world to come in this world, there's no greater happiness even in this world. And that's what it says in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Kachi Darkato Shel Torah. If you want to know if you're on the path of Torah leads from this world to the next world. And the path itself is part of the next world. If you want to know it, how would you exist if you had to eat bread and salt and only drink water and sleep on the floor and live a life of privation? If you would still feel Ashrecha V'Tovlach, you'd feel fortunate, because you understand that this world is the place to create the world to come. It's not an end in itself.
And therefore, even if you have to suffer in this world, but you're able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, then you are fulfilling the purpose of this world, that you're creating eternity, and you'd feel fortunate and happy, then, and you'll feel that it's good for you, then, Taka, you're on the path of Torah, you're using this world as the path to the world to come. And that's why Eretz Yisrael, the Torah then goes to extol the milas of Eretz Yisrael, the attributes of Eretz Yisrael, because as the Ibn Ezra says in Parshas Vayishlach, a person who owns a share in Eretz Yisrael, it's like he owns a share in the world to come, because Eretz Yisrael the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael encourages this kind of philosophy, where this world is a means to reach an end and not an end in itself. It encourages the philosophy of peros, of fruit, and that's why the fruits of Eretz Yisrael are special, because the whole philosophy of fruit, putting in effort now for a future benefit and not looking for immediate gratification, is what the atmosphere in Eretz Yisrael is conducive to. You can go against that atmosphere, but if you want it, the atmosphere is conducive to the right kind of philosophy on life. As Elul approaches, and in the middle of vacation time, Ben Azmanim, it's good to learn the purpose of this world, the purpose of vacation, the purpose of taking a rest, so you'll be able to accomplish in this world what you're supposed to accomplish with greater vigor. And in that way, we'll be able to appreciate what life is and be able to pray for our lives and prepare for praying for our judgment on our life, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and have a successful Ben Azmanim, a successful Elul, and a successful judgment on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and a successful year to come, a successful life, and success for all eternity.